We're here at the Edinburgh Fringe, the last few days. A good time to reflect back on how the Fringe has gone, but also to look ahead to the next Fringe and the year that's in between. At Edinburgh Fringe, there are silent discos, but there are also mindful discos. And I'm joined by...
Gwen Beattie.
And you're actually from Edinburgh.
Yes, I am. So, yes.
And so you've created something that definitely was for the Fringe, but also is a perspective from someone that lives and works it.
Yeah, so this is, we've developed Mindful Disco as a couple of friendly natives, myself and Sheena Byrne. So I'm a mindfulness teacher and Sheena is a dance teacher. And we wanted to offer a space for people to come and shake out all their tension. It's a non-judgmental space to come and dance and to hopefully leave feeling a bit lighter and rejuvenated.
And it's fair to say that both good and bad, there's a lot of negative tension here. People worrying, people getting bad reviews, people not getting enough ticket sales, but also just trying to get across Edinburgh in the crowds as well. And there's positive stuff where people almost go into a frenzy of busyness, and both of those might need a mindful disco.
Absolutely. I think it is also for participants, for locals, for people coming for the day. It is a bit of a frenzy vibe, very exciting, but it is nice to have a space to really let go and hopefully feel empowered yourself in the space.
So if I shake this stuff off, what does being mindful mean?
So being mindful in the traditional sense is giving yourself a quiet space to sit and to become aware of your thoughts. And it's a misconception is often to get rid of thoughts, but it's actually to see them, but to not engage with them and just be curious about what you're thinking. And then over time, you can build up a sort of reflection of your thoughts to actually question whether what you're thinking is actual truth, because your thoughts are really, they're just passing by, and sometimes it's just you trying to make sense of the world and how you connect into the world, but it's not, your thoughts are not always the truth. So what mindfulness gives you is choice. So you can either choose to believe those thoughts or think, actually, you know, I have tripped up a little bit here, but I'm not a bad person and I'm going to keep going and I'm actually going to define myself now as I want to be and not from past, what people have said to me or what I've believed before. I'm actually going to choose how I view myself.
And people here are talking all the time and we're getting judgment and we're getting opinions so much at the Edinburgh Fringe. A couple of friends of mine, Rob Warwick and Pete Burden, have written a book called Leading Mindfully. And they use a word that I really hadn't heard it used in that context before, which is noticing. And you've just kind of suggested it, that maybe when you meditate, when you're still, and maybe when you dance, suddenly these things float in front of you. And it's really important you don't beat yourself up or even celebrate yourself. You just notice. And then there'll be time later then to see what's left at the end of the day. And maybe you make decisions and judgments then. Is that mindfulness?
Yes, yes. And I think also, you know, remembering that we are human. You know, the human condition is very complex and challenging. And, you know, none of us are perfect. And I think in the environment that we live in now, there's huge pressure on us to be the perfect person, whatever that is. And I think when we trip up or fail or feel like we're failing, really bringing this compassionate gentleness to ourselves, to support ourselves, and to really, you know, it's almost like befriending ourselves and saying, well, you know, it didn't go as well as planned, but, you know, that's okay because I'm human, and that sense of feeling that other people are having challenges and not feeling isolated in the feeling, well, this is normal, but that sense of keeping going. So it's building a resilience in yourself where you, and also if you can set a very clear intention for yourself of what it is you're trying to achieve, that is almost like your compass. And so when things, you get blown off track, you know where you're trying to go, and you're bringing this compassionate feeling to yourself of, this is the challenges of life, you know, and just to keep going.
And I guess some people, there's a natural way of doing that, which is if, for example, you've had a bad review, and it's just going around in your head, and then you start beating yourself up, and then you start developing anger for whoever the reviewer was that you've never met. But there comes a place where, if you can find that time, sometimes it's a walk.
Yeah.
You know, and for those that haven't done it, a walk up Arthur's Seat, although that can get very crowded. But suddenly then it comes before you, and then you get reflections like, well, it's not the end of the world. And actually, there is one or two things in that review that were useful to us, and so on. And then you come to this calmer place, and you can even use what you were worrying about. And I wonder if one of the reasons why, if I spoke to some of the fringe performers around us here in Fringe Central and said, you know, how about going to a mindful disco? And some of them go, oh, but that's something new agey and hippie. Can you kind of lay that to rest here?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously based on ancient wisdom, but it's very much about self-empowerment, because we, by using your breath and bringing that strength, it's really about sharing our humanity, and it's about empowering ourselves. So it's I like to think it's of the future, to be honest.
Yeah, and also, I mean, here at the Fringe as well, there's been quite a lot about mental health and well-being. And whereas people will point to ancient wisdom, it's certainly being confirmed by science. And, you know, mindfulness is a word being bandied around the NHS, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, yes. I mean, mental health has become a major issue because, you know, a lot of people suffer from anxiety, depression. Young male suicide is the biggest killer in the UK. It's a topic that is, you know, prevalent in our society, and also what's expected of people now in terms of jobs and work-life balance. You know, there's huge pressure on people.
What will I experience maybe differently, or what need is met in me to dance it off rather than take that walk on Arthur's Seat or just sit still for 10 minutes?
Well, dancing is a primal human activity where, you know, people come together to dance. But when you dance, you actually release oxytocin in your body, which is, it works in, so when you're stressed, you produce a lot of adrenaline and other hormones that can be detrimental to your health if you have them for a long time. Oxytocin is a calming and bonding hormone.
So again, we're not in ancient wisdom, although it may be there. We're in science here.
Yes, I mean, it's all proven, and actually dancing has been proven as the best form of exercise for your total well-being. And the fact that you're dancing with other people, there's that added connection. And so if people have been feeling a bit isolated or lonely, coming and dancing with a room of strangers is very life-affirming, because you get that connection.
Yeah, and so here at the Edinburgh Fringe 2018, you chose the Scottish Stories Telling Centre. Anyone that's been there will probably not need to know why. It's such a great venue. And then people come in. So what do you notice when you watch people doing the mindful disco? What are they like going in, and then what are they like going out?
Well, people are. I mean, it's been quite funny that the Fringe, the strapline, has been into the unknown this year. It was very much that tentative walking in to, oh, blimey, what are we doing? You know, what's going to happen? So, you know, our job has been very much to reassure people that they're coming into a safe space. So we really cradle everyone that comes in. So they go from feeling a bit tentative to feeling supported, and then we guide, because it's a guided event, we guide them through. So it is wonderful to see that transition to people really letting go and relaxing. And at the end, you know, we got great feedback of people saying how wonderful they felt and how, when could they do it again? And
maybe also because you decided to set this up as an event in the Fringe that actually got a good review.
I know. Well, I mean, it's really been amazing for us, because it was an experiment and we wanted to see if people would come and if people would actually, you know, experience what we hoped. And, you know, it has actually happened.
I'm also wondering, from the way you introduced this, is I'm looking around again, and I notice this when I go back to Brighton and people talk to me about their Edinburgh experience, that you go into sensory and information and experience overload. And a bit like food, if you don't digest it, you get indigestion. And you don't certainly get the benefit from it. And that's the other danger, isn't it? That people spend so much time and energy up here, and then they don't remember half of it.
Yes, absolutely. So it is great to have a space to let your body really relax, and also, you know, to get your breathing going again, so that you can actually calm your system, your whole system.
And this isn't just mindful music, this is a mindful disco. So could you just name drop a few tunes that are particularly good at getting us into this healthy place?
So I'm an old raver, so I had a bit of Orbital in there, and then it builds up. So we had a new, new to us anyway, Raff Rundell. Two of his tracks, Chic, of course, Everybody Dance in the Middle, is just, you know, gets everyone moving. We had an old Northern Soul track, Do I Love You? So there was quite a mix of old and new music. So it's, you know, it's very inclusive, and very accessible to anyone of any age as well, or ability.
And then the Fringe moves on in a few days, and Edinburgh gets its city back, and a lot of the Scottish folk that have rented their flats out for 10 grand return. And then you're left with the city, and I guess you've got plans for this not to be a Fringe-only event.
Yes, very much so. I mean, because we live in Edinburgh, we thought, what a great opportunity to try mindful disco in the Fringe. But we are hoping to run some events. The Scottish Gallery, they're keen to do an event in the gallery. And we're hoping to run some events around the city. So,
are you so sorted now that you don't have any problems?
if only. It's one of the great things of being a mindfulness teacher, is that you get to be quite compassionate with yourself, and the more compassionate and the more real you get about your own failings and about how life can be really challenging, the more connected you feel to other people and understand, you know, how tricky it is being human, because we're coping with ever-changing hormones and thoughts and ups and downs, and just when we think we've nailed something and we've had the perfect day, it all changes, and we suffer loss all the time because of that.
And I guess the final problem is that you've had such a good Fringe that now the next problem is, are you addicted and you're coming back?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we've experienced, I guess, what a lot of people experience, from the anxiety at the beginning to the feeling of, you know, being addicted. So it's been an amazing experience. And, you know, to have actually lived being a participant in the Fringe.
One final question. People are listening to this in various parts of Edinburgh, may listen to it afterwards. They've got some stuff on their mind. It kind of won't go away. They're stressed about it. They're in their living room or their bedroom. There is a CD player or an MP3 player or their phone, and there's some tunes on it. And they're interested in their mindful disco for one. How should they go about that?
To have their own mindful disco. So get your favourite tracks on, and just, you know, start to loosen off your body with doing a bit of, you know, spinning your arms round, loosening off. And just, you know, allow yourself to dance freely and then come back later on to what's been bothering you, what's being on your mind. Often things that don't go away are looking for answers. So, you know, and sometimes it just takes a bit of courage to really face what needs to be, you know, done. But if you can feel that that energy running in your body and feel the good, the upbeat hormones in your body, when you come back to it, you might have a bit of a lighter perspective. It might not feel so heavy. And so that's the whole idea, to approach, to come back to life with a lighter approach, maybe a little bit more of a smile, a bit more comedy, just come back with a lighter approach.
So, folks, you can do it yourself. If you're lucky enough to live in Edinburgh, look out for some mindful discos. And if you're not in Edinburgh, well, come up. It's the reason to come up to Edinburgh Fringe next year, because mindful disco will be back. Thanks for talking to Fringe Review.